Okay, can you guys hear me?
We can. Yes.
Wonderful. Oh, that was so much easier. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for being a part of this call and this new support group. This is the Healers Healing Together support group. And I came into this because Linda invited me to her group, and then I was supposed to start my own group, and so you guys are this new group. And so you'll have to forgive me if I don't have the slightest idea what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm going to wing it.
You'll do great.
Can I ask who the last person on was?
Oh, that's Linda Williamson.
Okay.
She's the lady who brought me into the group.
Okay. Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
And that's Louise who's talking to you, Linda.
Hi, Louise.
And John is on and Carol is on.
Okay. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
And we'll do the little intro thing after we do the beginning thing. Okay. I don't want to get too specific, you know, technology. Okay. So everyone take a couple of nice deep breaths and just let it all go. And just let yourself relax. And come to here and now. And this is a time that we have set aside for ourselves to open up to who we truly are, to connect with that part of us that we may not use on a regular basis, but we know that is there. And so just close your eyes and feel that we are standing in a circle, because energetically we are. And there are lots of divine beings who are coming now to be with us in this circle. Archangel Michael is here, and Raphael, Metatron, Kuan Yin, and many others. And they're here with us now, and they're going to be with us throughout this entire call. And so just see us all joining hands, and you may be standing next to an angel or an archangel, and you can just feel the love that's flowing through you from their hand into yours. And the one next to you can feel the love flowing from you into them. And we are making a beautiful, bright circle of love. And see that circle of love expanding so that it is encompassing the entire world. And as we open our hearts and send love out, it's going to everyone. Everywhere. And even the earth is receiving that love, and she's very grateful. And you can just feel that love radiating out, and you can also feel it radiating back to you, because what we are sending out is also coming back. And so we are each and every one of us enclosed in a beautiful bubble of love. And just feel yourself surrounded by all that gorgeous pink light. And just relax. And now this circle that we have formed will stay in place throughout this call. And if anyone new comes in, they will automatically come into the circle. And just take one more deep breath and let it go. And now open your eyes and come back to the here and now. And know that you are loved. And again, I thank you all for coming and being on the call. And as I said, Linda was the one who introduced me to the group. And so she's here on the call tonight to answer any questions that you have and explain how the group started and all of that sort of stuff. So, Linda, do you want to start with that?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Last summer, it was a year ago actually, Archangel Raphael came to me and said that he wanted me to start a support group for healers. And his words were that healers give and give and give, and we're not always able, we don't always receive like we should. So it's very hard for us to do that sometimes. So that's where this would come in. So then he just started leading me to people to join my group. And so I started in August. And then it's about last November, October or November, he said, what is going to happen is this is not just going to be your group. There's going to be groups that will eventually be all over the planet. And so we're going to find new leaders, and because this is very important, because if we don't support each other, we can't do our work. So he was very he's hysterical. He is so funny. He brings humor to us, but he and a lot of love. And so he channels a message for me that I read, and then. Now I'm giving to all the groups, so you'll get a message from Raphael. It's really wonderful that this is happening, and Barbara's our third one to start a new group, and every person that comes forward is obviously supposed to do that. So does anyone have any questions about it?
Not yet.
It sounds like a beautiful idea.
It is. And I'm very grateful that he brought that to us because it is very important. You become a family. That's the really nice thing. It's a soul family. It's just like he said, it would just be open forum. Everybody will just. Some people will channel something, one of their guides might tell them, or they might just be given a message they're supposed to give, and we just start talking. Often it's about the message that Raphael has given, but we support each other. If we have any problems we want to talk about, or just about general things that are going on with the energies in the world or whatever. So it is. It's really, really a powerful, powerful thing. And Raphael just told me to tell you all that he is very grateful that you are joining this group of Barbara's. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But
I have a comment.
Okay, sure.
Carol, I thought that when you said that the message from Raphael or the purpose behind the group was that it was often difficult for healers to receive. I know that has been true in my life, and I wonder mm-hmm. if you've had or experienced any insight as to why that might be, any additional insight as to why that might be.
Well, I think it's just that we are here with a purpose, and we love to serve, and we get caught up in the fact of being a healer, and then a lot of times it's hard, and I know I had to work at it when I first started my business, charging somebody to do what I do, and but I was it was. Given to me that, and it made me understand that I have to have a livelihood. I have to survive, and if the more that I have, the more I can give. And so it's that balance, that feminine, masculine, the give and receive part. But I have really come to understand that, because at the very beginning it was hard for me, you know. So what are you going to charge? Oh, well, I don't know, you know, and everything. Now I'm very confident with it, because I understand that I have a value. And
yes.
So that's part of, and that's the thing of knowing that we are valuable, and what we do have to offer is valuable. And it is in service, you know, in bringing others what we have to offer. I don't know if that really answers your question.
It does, and I think it is right on point, I'm sure. So it sounds, though, you have made progress in that area through the work of the group.
Well, actually, no, that really came to me before the group.
Okay.
I think that is why he came to me and asked me to start the group, because of the need. I've been doing what I do for a little over a year and a half now, and it took me a while to really, really understand that, yeah, I do deserve to receive.
Excellent.
This is the reason. That's exactly the point that I'm at now, trying to expand that mindset to, you know, that my life is as important as my life work, and to allow myself
mm-hmm.
to receive. So this is a perfect opportunity for me.
Wonderful. Yeah, because all of us have experienced that to some degree. And that's that thing of being self-confident and, you know, having self-love and
yes.
understanding that we're all meant to be abundant. Mm-hmm. What gets in our way is those fears and that come up. And, you know, I've said this many times, and Barbara's heard me say it, how are told that, you know, in this lifetime, other lifetimes, that we're not too skinny to, you know, we're not skinny enough, we're not tall enough, we're not smart enough, we're not worthy, all those things. And so we believe it. And we need to understand that that's not true, that we do deserve, and we are just as worthy, and we are perfect. And so this is where, because we really do, you know, we give, it's so easy to give what we have and show everyone, you know, help them in or give healing or whatever we do in our life work, but we forget about ourselves, and we need support. We need to have others to talk to about what goes on, because we all are humans in a human existence. I mean, souls in a human existence, and so we do need that, and it's every one of us. Every one of us needs it.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That makes perfect sense.
Good, good.
So are there any other questions for Linda? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Okay, I'm going to read the message from Raphael, and you all got that in an email, but I'm going to read it out loud, because sometimes hearing things is different than reading them. Okay. Good evening, my dear friends. It is so good to be here. We are pleased that you have joined Barbara on this call. This group is very important to the healing of this world, and the reason we ask that you continue to stay focused in your work here on this planet. This may seem like a very small number of persons to gather and to benefit a peaceful and healthy planet. But is it not so that each one makes a difference, as when one light extends out to another, the light will become greater? Each of you has a very important role in bringing about the peace and health of all. Keep doing as you are doing, supporting your loved ones, friends, and strangers, looking within to find the answers to everything which is right there for you. keep looking at everything with love and understanding that everyone is as one and everyone is doing the best he or she can do at the time. You are all doing a magnificent job, and we applaud you for your effort. You are all doing so well at working to take care of yourselves, which is the only place you can begin, is it not? We are very pleased with that, and thank you immensely. When you are healthy in your mind and your physical being, then you can be healthy in your spiritual being. Always ask yourselves if what is occurring at any given time is for your good and for others' good. If it is, then act upon it without delay. You are all part of a very large team, and each of you has a very large group of beings working with you on your own personal team. We, Archangel Raphael, are on the team of each of you. We ask each of you to come tonight and on every call with the openness of listening to your guidance to bring topics that are of importance to the group to the table. Listen to your guides, and we will give you what you need to share. Within each of you, healing will occur if you will open up to it. Open your hearts to the love that Spirit brings and the energy of healing that is here in the offering. Each of you is a light worker whose tasks are very important. You have already begun to do the work you came here to do. Stay the course, and you not only will be giving healing to multitudes, but you will receive it back in full. We thank you for your support in being in this group and for the work that you are and will be doing. Until next time, we send blessings to all, and so it is, Archangel Raphael. So, what do you guys want to talk about? Other than we need to decide what day and time and how often we're going to do the calls. Any input?
Hi, Barbara. It's John. I'm fine with the time that we've chosen, you know, at 8 p.m. I'm on the East Coast, so it's 8 p.m. for me on Wednesday, so that works for me.
Okay. Carol, Louise, does that work for you?
Yes. If it's a good time, I would have loved it a little earlier, but actually this is kind of nice to have this hour in the evening to myself.
Okay, and how often?
Can I just say that how much what I would love is more of the guided meditations? They're wonderful. Or just allowing ourselves to get into the messages or the way that you started it was very powerful.
Oh, well, thank you. I was trying to remember what Linda does.
You did a good job.
A little bit, but yes. It was close.
It was good. It was very good.
And so do we want to have these calls like every other week, or how often would you guys want to do this?
Barbara, my suggestion is every 2 weeks. Raphael has told me that, I can only give message twice a month to everyone. Now, if you want to have them in between, I can't give you a message because when this gets to be so many groups, I just don't have time to be giving messages all the time, if that makes sense.
That does
so,
make sense.
So just so that if we do it every 2 weeks, but if you want to have in between times, why, that's fine too.
Okay.
Perhaps start with two, but then see if, I think as the group gels, we might find it, we want to do it weekly, but, you know, without the message. But start with two to see how it goes.
Okay. So we'll do it every 2 weeks then. So we'll meet not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. And if anybody at any time, decides that doesn't work or they want to suggest a change, then just send me an email or, you know, talk about it in the group, whatever. You know, we're totally open and we're totally flexible. Okay, so what is on everyone's mind tonight?
Hi, Barbara, it's John.
Hi, John.
You're the only guy on the phone. I don't think.
I guess that's right. I don't have to keep saying that.
I
think I wanted to reiterate how perfect I thought that Linda's message was in starting the group, because it certainly resonates loudly with me in the ability or having difficulty in receiving. And specifically when she said that the more I'm able to receive, the more I'm able to give. So I felt like I needed to reiterate that idea, that as I am here to serve and give to others, the more I'm able to allow myself to receive, thus the more I feed my light and to give to others.
Wonderful. I had to jump in on that because that was wonderful.
And I might also reiterate Louise's comment about how powerful the opening was in the guided meditation, where we connected into the circle of light and love and let it expand to the planet and then reverberate back to each of us. I found that very powerful.
Very.
Good. I'm glad. I always... We'll see. You guys haven't heard how Linda starts her meetings, but it's something along those same lines. And I was like, okay, I can't say exactly what Linda says because I can't remember exactly what Linda says, but I know.
Well, and I recognize your own style, which I love. So.
Well, yes, definitely.
It's just a matter of making sure that we all feel connected, really,
yeah.
And that we
right.
know we are loved.
Yeah.
And it's that love that's so incredibly important, because sometimes we forget that we are loved.
Absolutely. And circles. I am a big one for circles. I think they're very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now they're telling me we need to do a meditation, which is okay. So that's what we're going to do. So, everyone, take a couple of deep breaths and close your eyes.
Okay, here's what I'm feeling. That's, you know, my need to give is I'm feeling bad because Carol's not talking.
That's kind of what the meditation's going to take care of.
Okay, thank you.
So maybe that's why we're doing it, because you're having these feelings.
John and I are obviously talkers.
Actually, Carol is too. She's.
I'm listening. I'm taking it all in.
Okay, good. I was afraid I was scaring you away.
No. I do talk, and when I start, I don't stop.
Good. I feel so much better then.
Okay, so let's do the meditation. So close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and just let everything go. And just see yourself in a beautiful place. And that can be whatever resonates for you. It can be a meadow. It can be by the ocean. It can be in the mountains. Whatever's perfect for you, that's where you are. And in this place, you will notice that there is a circle. And I want you to go and step in to that circle. And when you move into the circle, you'll notice that the circle is now a beautiful golden light. And so you are surrounded by this beautiful golden light. And there are these angels coming down to join you in the circle. And these angels, there are three of them, each of them is holding a gift. Just for you. And so I want you to walk up to the first angel, And you can see that beautiful, beautiful smile that they have for you. And you can feel the love radiating out from them to you. And I want you to hold out your hands and accept the gift. And I want you to look at this gift, because this is your gift. This is your time to receive. There are no strings attached, no conditions. It is simply for you, because you are loved. And so look at your gift. And if you have any questions about the gift, ask. The angel will answer you. This is all about you. And when you understand this gift, hold it to your heart and let it go within you. Because this gift will always be with you. And when you are ready, walk to the second angel. And again, hold out your hands and accept the gift. And feel the love that this gift is being given to you with. This love is the love that you deserve, because you are so incredibly wonderful. And take this gift and place it in your heart along with the first gift. And just feel that incredible, wonderful feeling of knowing how much you matter, how much you are valued by these beautiful angelic beings. And now move to the third angel and take your gift. And just feel it. Notice what it is. Ask any questions that you have. And again, you are still surrounded by that beautiful golden light and that circle filled with love just for you. And take this gift and place it in your heart as well. And now thank all of the angels for giving you these wonderful gifts. And remember this feeling of being so surrounded by love, because this is always, always with you. Even when you're not aware of it, you are always surrounded by love. And you are always being given gifts. Let yourself be open to receiving, just as you've done now, in every moment. Know that you are worth it. And that there is nothing that you can ever ask for that you do not deserve. And feel that love. Feel it wrapped around you like a warm, comfy blanket. And know that you can come back to this place and this feeling at any time, because it is always within you. And when you are ready, just take a deep breath and open your eyes. Is everybody back?
That was beautiful, Barbara.
It was.
Much so.
Well, they say that this is your first step of many on learning to receive and know that it is okay.
Love it. Raphael just gave 2 thumbs up for that.
He is so funny.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so now you guys are basking in all of this love. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I get maybe. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what were the gifts?
Each of you got different gifts.
Right. I was just curious to know what the gifts were.
I got a rose, a key, and a book. I don't know what the rest of you got. I didn't ask what your gifts were.
I had love, truth, and compassion.
Ah, okay.
Oh, those are nice.
Okay.
What was the second one, Linda?
Go ahead.
What was that?
Go ahead, John.
Linda, what was your second gift? It was love, compassion, and?
And truth.
Okay, great.
And were you about to speak, John?
I was going to say the first one was, for me, I knew that it wasn't about the gift itself. It was about the opening of my ability to receive the gift. And then with the second one, the second gift, it was the same. That not that I wasn't aware of the gift, but my focus was not on the gift. It was clearly about my ability to receive the gift. And the second one was so much easier for me to receive. And on the third gift, it was the ability to release fear and self-criticism. So the first
That's
two
right.
gifts were not about the gift itself, but it was about my ability to receive the gift. So it was almost as if I couldn't see it, but I knew that I didn't need to see it. I just needed to receive it and put it in my heart. And the third gift was the ability to release fear and self-criticism.
Fantastic.
That was really the whole purpose of the meditation, because it was a lesson for each of us to learn to receive.
Right. Okay. I got the first gift was understanding, the second was acceptance, and the third was perseverance.
Wow.
Oh, those are powerful.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got more tangible things. My first gift was a big stack of money.
Oh.
That's nice.
You know, yes, like, and somehow the sense was that it was like that magic pitcher, it would never empty. And the second gift was this large, large green heart. Partly there was this connection that, you know, money is love, love is money. But it was other people's hearts embracing me and valuing me, and like there's no difference between the love and the money. And the third gift, it was sort of like a big gob with almost a cauldron, and it was like bubbling, and it was inspiration and creativity and the ability to clarify my message and to
Excellent.
Write again. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And you know, the green is the color of the heart chakra, too.
Yes. But for me, that green was linked to the money.
Well, yeah, but it's probably a combination of both
it's
of them. Yes,
that
as you
love
said.
And money. It's like if I accept love, I can accept money, because they're not, they're just energy.
Uh-huh. definitely.
Excellent. I mean, that's very powerful. If I can accept love, I can accept money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they want you to be sure and remember that you are always receiving. They are always giving you gifts. It's not just, once a week we're going to give you a little something. It's every moment. There's always something there for you. You just have to see it and receiving it. I was doing some clearing on myself earlier, and I was, I think one of the statements I was making was that I deserve to have as much money as Bill Gates. That's what my guidance was telling me I was supposed to say. What am I going to do to get that much money? You know, I don't have a computer system that I'm offering to the world or something. You know, so part of me wants to argue.
That's the whole point. Yeah, that put that intention out and then let it go and let them take care of it.
And that's what they were telling me. They said, you don't have to worry about the how. You just need to make a decision about what you want to have in your life and
let
it come.
That's where we get in the way. We block things by doing that, trying to tell them how it should happen and how it should work. That doesn't do it.
Go ahead, John.
The idea, Barbara, that came up is very much the way that I think. You, as soon as you had that thought of, I deserve to have as much money as Bill Gates, your response was, but I don't have a computer system to give the world. When it's it's not necessarily, the two are not necessarily equated. And what you give does not equate to what you receive.
That's true.
But the idea that you blocked it right away by saying, I don't have a computer system to give the world, does not mean that you do not deserve to have as much money as Bill Gates has.
Right. Mm-hmm. So by next week, I should have, millions of dollars, and I'll just let you guys know that.
Perfect.
And you'll be calling in from some island, right?
That's right. I'll just fly all of you to the island for the meeting, I guess we should have actually introduced ourselves and told what it is we do and, that sort of thing. I forgot all about that, Linda.
Oh, you're just getting your feet wet. You'll be great. And it all just flows. That's the fun of it. It does.
Well, I will start, and then whoever wants to go next can go next. My name is Barbara Reynolds, and I'm a life transformation coach and an energy healer. And that's what I do. I help people to change those old beliefs that have kept them stuck in whatever it is they feel that they're stuck in, so that they can move forward and create the life that they truly deserve.
And this is, I'm Louise Kalen, and I just want to say ditto. I call myself a life success coach, and actually I've been doing this 10 years, and I'm still having trouble with the receiving part of it. My focus, I guess, is I truly believe that if you focus on becoming your best self, your best life will surely follow. So, and I developed some different, I use different techniques and whatever comes to my head at the moment. And a lot of my stuff is intuitive. And I love helping people, start to experience happiness in their life because they're really doing what they want to do.
I'm John, everybody, and I am like all of you. I am working to be of better service to the people that I come into contact with and even those that I don't. That's my goal. I had a corporate job that I had been working to be successful at for many years and was able to create the separation from that corporate structure back in January. And I'm now working to, I guess, channel my energies into more creative endeavors. And at the moment, I'm focusing on music and creating songs, songwriting, in addition to my other kind of healing work.
Wonderful.
I'm Carol. I'm Carol Dell, and I guess I've got one of those corporate jobs for managing a contact center for a big insurance company. I guess you know, since my, I guess for many years I've been told I've got this healing gift, and in a way, I've probably been very doubtful and not really paid much attention to it. But here I am in Oklahoma, the last place I ever thought I would be. And over the last few years, I guess with the help of Barbara, I'm beginning to realize that there is a there. And I'm just prepared to see where it leads me.
Excellent. I should share, John and I both spent time in the corporate insurance world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's where we actually met.
It is.
Well, Linda, do you want to tell them about you? Or?
Oh, okay, I will. I'm a spiritual teacher, distant energy healer. I work very closely with the archangels and ascended masters. I'm a channel, mostly angelic channel. And I started about 4 years ago with my, if you, for better terms, my awakening, when I just all of a sudden, I became aware that I wanted to do something and I wasn't sure what, and started seeking everything I could find about angels. And a year and a half ago, all of a sudden I had my business going, I had a website going, and I was just, it all came so fast that, and it's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful ride and I love every moment of it.
Okay. Well, does anyone have another topic that they want to talk about? We still have a good 10 minutes.
Barbara, might I wonder if I might ask, you know, since Louise and I communicate, I know that we share that difficulty in receiving. And I wondered if others had experienced that as well, or wanted to speak about their ability, their issues with receiving.
I've noticed that if you find a person who says that they are on their spiritual path, they have difficulties with receiving. You know, because we are taught that if you are, you know, utilizing your gifts from God, that you should be doing it free and giving freely because that's what God would want you to do, which isn't true, but, you know, that's what our society teaches. So
very true.
Yeah. Anytime I've ever encountered anyone who was into being of service, they have issues with receiving.
Oh, very powerful.
And that's certainly that whole piece. I mean, actually, I worked with the belief transformation process, but I mean, one of the things I finally worked through was that I'm 100% open to the idea that God wants me to get money for using my spiritual gifts. And that was a big process, and I'm actually finally comfortable with that, but I have other hang-ups. But I think that's a piece about it's okay with God, you know. Because didn't have trouble charging for other gifts of mine. So why should this be different?
Well, and that's one of the things. People do that, you know, but they don't. Nobody has any problem with paying an acupuncturist or a massage therapist or a doctor, and they're all healers. They're all healers. But then when it comes to some of the other modalities that a lot of us do, they think, well, yeah, if you're a spiritual teacher or a spiritual healer or whatever, then you shouldn't be charging. But that's
right.
Changing. And it has to start with us, knowing that it our value. And then when we put out that energy of the value that we know we have, then that goes to others.
And one of the things that we need to be aware of is how we take this belief that we've accepted as something that, you know, we're not supposed to get paid, and we actually transfer that to other people that we see doing spiritual work, and we assume that they should be giving to us as well. So we need to clarify it from both sides so that we don't expect someone who is spiritual to give to us free or expect us to give to somebody else.
Right. And that's why a lot of us do swaps. You know, we swap our gifts with each other, and that's wonderful because we all need it. You know, none of us are healers that don't need healing. So there's another way to receive. We need to receive just as we give out in that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel better knowing that I'm not the only one that has problems receiving.
That's for damn sure.
You are not.
There are millions and millions.
Yes. That's why Healers Healing Together it has come about.
See, so now you're on the cutting edge.
That's right.
Barbara, will you also come create a maybe an email link for our circle?
I can do that. Yeah,
maybe
I can
contact information.
I will send out an email. Well, I think after the next meeting, because I'm going to ask each of you if it's okay before I do that, because I'm not sending out people's stuff, you know, without asking.
Of course.
So
maybe we'll
after,
each reach out to you.
Yeah. And anyone who doesn't want their information shared, well, then you can just go through me and contact them. And so I'll just be a go-between.
Barbara, something else that we could do is, I've done it in the past, I haven't done it for a while, but like a Yahoo group so that we all saw an email. Or, you know, and then you can always, of course, you know, contact somebody separately, but you know, to just give us a place to touch base in between.
That's true, and then we send the message there, and you only have to send it to one address, and everybody would have it.
Right.
Linda, have you thought about that?
No, that And yeah, I don't think I'll do that. My group's been going for a year now, and so
we all do have each other.
We all know each other very well, and we have each other's email address, phone numbers, and everything else. So, but I did do that, and it was a couple months into it where I just because at that time, until then, I was, you know, if somebody wanted to contact somebody, they would send an email to me, and then I would hook them up. So, but then everybody wanted to share, so then I did make a list for everyone. But that was a few months into it after, you know, because at first, I mean, you know, people came and then they left, and you know, and it was changing a lot. Now the group is solid. There's not going to be anybody else coming into it. So, you know, so that makes a difference too.
Oh, a big difference. Absolutely. Well, anyway, I'll find out the steps again. I haven't done that for a while, but, and then I'll let Barbara know, and then we can maybe next time talk about whether or not we want that.
Okay. That will work just fine.
Okay.
Well, we're about out of time, actually.
Thank you so much for starting this work.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and actually, it's been fun. So, we need to do a little closing. We're going to do a little closing, so nobody leave. Okay, so everyone, just take a couple of deep breaths again and close your eyes. And so we've come to the end of this meeting, and we've learned some things about ourselves and about what's possible in our lives. And we need to remember that we always have access to answers to any questions that we have, because we are always surrounded by all of those divine beings, those angels, those archangels, all of those beings who love us, all of those ascended masters. They're always with us. And all we have to do is open our hearts and ask. And so as we come to the close of this meeting, they want us to know that just because the meeting ends does not end the connection. That we are always connected with each other. And that love is always flowing. That circle is always there. It's a never-ending circle of love. And so always know that you can ask, and always allow yourself to feel. And remember that it is okay for you to receive. And they want us to all practice receiving. And that's kind of our homework assignment. So every day, in some little way, receive. And it can be in a huge way. So, you know, if someone offers you $1 million, say yes, thank you, and hold out your hands. But know that you can receive. It is your right. You do deserve it, and there is nothing that you need to do in order to prove it. You are perfect and complete exactly as you are, and you are always loved. So feel that circle of love. Feel it flowing out, and feel it flowing in. And know that it is always a part of you. And so take a deep breath and let it go. and open your eyes. Okay, that wasn't the ending I expected, but works for me.
That was beautiful.
It was great. It was great.
Well, I will talk to most of you in 2 weeks. Linda, you're welcome to come back again.
Oh, thank you. If I have the time, I will. I've been kind of going in 16 different directions lately, so if I can, I would, and I appreciate the offer and the invitation. And it was very nice to meet all of you.
Likewise, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. And thank you, Barbara.
Well, I'm so glad you all came, and I just see that this is going to be a wonderful group, and they're showing me skyrockets. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
So whatever it is, we're going to have a good time.
Okay.
Well, thank you
that
so much.
To me. Yes, absolutely. So we'll all talk in 2 weeks then.
Yes.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.